Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and sports fans, basketball fans from around the area have been swapping suggestions for what the New Jersey Nets name should become once they move to their new home in Brooklyn. On Thursday, the Nets officially filed with the NBA for a name change, but it's not the new mascot that has local officials worried. It's whether or not the new team will have Brooklyn as part of its new name. Here is Brooklyn Borough President Marty Markowitz.
The one pledge they made, besides other pledges, was that the name would be Brooklyn something. And I don't really care what the second name is as long as the first name is Brooklyn.
Now, we still don't know the name of the basketball team that will be moving to the Barclays Center, as the team and the NBA are refusing to comment. But local officials, like the borough president, believe they have a definitive promise from Ratner and Company, Bruce Ratner, the developer of the site, that Brooklyn will be included as the first name, as you heard there from Marty Markowitz. Could the name of the new look Nets be the first official broken promise for an arena that's still not off the ground and that has been so controversial? Matthew Sherman, who's been covering this story for WNYC, joins us now to catch us up on the agreement and the name change. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Ryan.
So what was this filing exactly on Thursday? And if they filed for a name change, how come they didn't tell us what it is?
Brian, actually, it was at some point in the past couple of weeks. We're not sure exactly when. We just reported it, and other people reported it on Thursday.
Okay.
Actually, I think Brokroff gave an interview to Russian Forbes in the August edition. I think that's where the news first broke.
Now, Prokhorov is the he's a Russian investor who's actually the owner of the Nets, of the team now.
That's right.
Sold by Bruce Ratner's company.
Exactly.
Ratner's firm still owns the arena.
Yes.
Or is that wrong?
The arena and the Nets, I actually don't have my figures right here. But basically what happened was last fall, Ratner really needs some cash to get his development underway. And so Prokhorov gave him a lot of money, 80% stake in the Nets. And I can't remember the specifics, whether he actually gave him a portion. I think it's 50% of the arena and then an option to buy into the greater Atlantic Yards development with the housing and such. Prokhorov is now in charge of the basketball team, and he's the one who filed for that name change. We don't know what's in the filing. They say that they won't comment specifically. It's possible that they didn't actually put a preferred name in there, or maybe several different names. They basically give a heads up to the NBA about two years before the name change takes effect, and then they work with the NBA to come to an agreement on the name, on the logo, on the colors, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, listeners. It's open season on the Nets name. What should they call the team when they move to Brooklyn? Borough President Markowitz has suggested the Brooklyn Bridges, right?
That's right. The Brooklyn Bridges, the Brooklyn Attitudes was one I think he came up with himself. And I should say that, you know, the fact that it is open season on the Nets name, and part of that is up until now, Ratner and his folks all said, we're going to be the Brooklyn Nets. And it was already a given.
Including Nets.
Exactly. Not only the Brooklyn part, but also the Nets. And what's happened over the last couple of weeks is that suddenly the new ownership of the team has gone mum on what is the name going to be.
Right. Well, Nets is not so bad. I mean, it's a New York thing. Nets, Jets, Mets. And obviously it relates to basketball, et cetera. I think, somebody on our comments page has just suggested the Brooklyn Slice. I was thinking maybe we could call them the Prospect Heights Eminent Domains. Listeners, what do you think they should call the team once they open up shop in Brooklyn, moving over from New Jersey? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Considering the owner, somebody who thinks she's clever on her Facebook page suggested, how about the New York Nets? 212-433-WNYC. Call in with your name for the basketball team that's moving from New Jersey to Brooklyn. 212-433-9692 for WNYC's Matthew Sherman, who's been covering this story all the way through. Is there a written agreement with the state, I think with the Empire State Development Corporation, which oversaw some of this, to include the name Brooklyn. Is that in writing somewhere?
It is. Brian, more or less, I have a copy of it right here in front of me. Last fall, basically, Bruce Ratner made an agreement with the state in exchange for all the subsidies and the powers of eminent domain, which paved the way for the arena and ensuing housing complex. And there's just one sentence that basically says that, you know, from the first season that the team plays at the arena, the team shall be called something, doesn't say what, but something with the words either New York or Brooklyn.
Either New York or Brooklyn.
Exactly.
That's different than Marty Markowitz's understanding?
Exactly. That's right. And so we're not quite sure whether they were simply leaving their options open to rename the team New York as opposed to Brooklyn. It should be pointed out that this agreement was made right at the time when Mikhail Prokhorov, who is he's from Moscow. He talks about Moscow versus New York. He was looking at an NBA team, but he only wanted to buy one that was in New York. He looked at the Knicks first because he heard about the Dolans, the Knicks owners, their financial troubles a couple years ago. Couldn't get a hold of the Knicks. Got a hold of the Nets instead. So it was right around this time that Prokhorov was trying to negotiate to buy this team. It had been announced that he was going to do this. That's when this clause was put into the agreement. So that's why there is some uncertainty whether or not they will honor that promise to Marty Markowitz.
Gee, that's not a great advertising campaign right there. Come out and see the new New York Nets, the team that I bought because I couldn't get the Knicks.
That's right. That's right.
Susan on our Facebook page says, the snarl for the traffic congestion it will cause, and the looks on our faces. Obviously, she lives in the area. Jeremy in Colts Neck, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jeremy.
Good morning. Well, I have a slightly different take on it for you, being from New Jersey. We have two New York teams playing in New Jersey. Why should we not have a New Jersey team playing in New York?
I love it. If you have the New York Jets and the New York Giants playing at the Meadowlands, why not just keep it the New Jersey Nets playing in Brooklyn? I certainly get your point. Matthew in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. Two things. First of all, keep Brooklyn in the name. I mean, if anything's going to sell, it's going to be a nice jersey, you know, black basketball jersey that says Brooklyn across the front. That's going to sell. Number two, call them the Knights. In Batman, the team names were always called the Gotham Knights. New York is Gotham, so call them the Knights.
The Knights. That's with a K, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Steve in Brooklyn, what you got? Steve in Brooklyn, are you there? All right, let's try Cassius in Bed-Stuy. Hi, Cassius.
Hello there. Yeah, they should be the Brooklyn Neighborhood Destroyers or maybe the Gentrifiers.
All right, okay, another big fan of the development project. Kyle in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kyle.
Hi. I just wanted to give a quick cause for pause for naming them the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn ends with an N, and net starts with an N. And when we speak, we're just going to run in them together, so it's going to sound like a women's dance group, the Brooklynettes.
Like the Rockettes. One name, the Brooklynettes.
That might be part of the market research Prokhorov is doing right now. What will it sound like?
That could be the related WNBA team that they developed for the same arena.
I don't know if WNBA would go for that.
I don't think so. Margo in Brooklyn, you're on WNY. You ready for the Brooklynettes?
No, I like the name. I've been saying this for months. The Brooklyn Ballers.
Because? Never mind. There's a larger issue here, Matthew, and we're having some fun with the name, and we'll have a little more fun with the name. But is there an issue of suspicion about other potential broken promises? If there is, in the eyes of the Brooklyn Borough president, an agreement to name the team the Brooklyn something, and now they won't reveal what their request is, and now we find out that the papers they signed said, well, Brooklyn or New York, there are more important promises that the Ratner folks made in the community benefits agreement and things like that.
Right.
Promises for a certain percentage of affordable housing to be part of this development, because it's not just the arena, it's going to be a number of other buildings, presumably they all get off the ground. they promised a certain number of jobs, construction jobs and then permanent jobs, and that some of them would go to people in the area. I don't know if there's a certain percentage, a specific percentage of local hires that have been promised. But does it call all of that into question if, in fact, they turn around and don't name the team the Brooklyn something?
Well, I think it calls into question some of the stuff that isn't in writing, and that's just it. It's that the promise that Marty Markowitz heard was from Bruce Ratner. He thought he could trust Bruce Ratner. He had worked with Bruce Ratner before, and indeed maybe he could have trusted Bruce Ratner, but Ratner had to sell the team. Now, he hasn't sold off the total control of the arena or the development yet, so I guess his word is still good there. And then the other thing to keep in mind is that indeed there is this huge several boxes full of agreements between the state, city, and the Forest City Ratner, the development company, regarding things like affordable housing. So parts of that those promises that are encoded in this agreement in writing, there is some legal standing that I guess these promises do have. And you know what happened here, or what might be happening, it's unclear. Maybe they will be the Brooklyn Nets. Maybe shows that when times get tough. And we saw this. I don't know if it is the first promise. What about Frank Gehry is no longer the architect of this? And I don't know if that was ever considered a promise, but it was certainly an advertisement for the project. And so we might see, you know, where there is a loophole to be taken advantage of when times get tough, we might see that happening in the years to come.
By the way, our producer just checked the Barclays website. It's going to be the Barclays Arena. And they are still selling luxury suites for what they are calling on their website, the Brooklyn Nets.
That's right. Actually, I correct myself earlier. Ratner retained majority control of the arena under the conditions of the sale. Prokhorov only bought a 45% share in it. Mm-hmm. And I put that out. I put that in the web copy that I did for this story last week because from Ratner's point of view, they're still the Brooklyn Nets. That could be the case. And Ratner controls that website that your producer is looking at. So that might explain it.
Let's just get a couple of more names on the table here before we run out of time. Richard in Manhattan, what should they call the team?
Good morning. I think it should be the Brooklyn Dodgers, barring any copyright issues.
Thank you. Peter in Jersey City, that was old school. How about you?
I want to call them the Brooklyn Codgers.
To riff on Dodgers, but they're not going to be an old team, are they?
Well, I know nothing about basketball, and I don't know if they've done well recently.
Thank you.
But if they haven't,
the Codgers. Somehow they'll cobble it together. Muhammad in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. You got a name?
Yes, I'm in Brooklyn. Good morning.
Hi.
I suggest the name Brooklyn Hawks or Brooklyn Eagles. It is our national bird.
Thank you. Fred in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. You got a name?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a name that one or two names that might be good, like just the Brooklyn Force or the Brooklyn Power, something that would not really offend anyone, but would designate them as a, as
source of strength.
A forceful team, you know.
Thank you. Roslyn in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. You got a name?
Hello.
Hi. You got a name?
Yes. It might be redundant. The Brooklyn Kings for Kings County.
Thank you very much. And Brian on Facebook writes, I'm thinking the team should be named in honor of Brooklyn's greatest basketball export, Freddie Boom Boom Washington of Welcome Back Cotter. Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, your Brooklyn Booms. I'm sure Mr. Esiason would like that. All right, WNYC's Matthew Sherman.
Right.
The beat goes on, right?
Thanks.
When do they actually move? When do they play there?
At the end of 2012. So we got about 2 years, a little more than 2 years probably.
So this season still in New Jersey. Next season, the 2011-2012 basketball season, still in New Jersey.
That's right.
And fall of 2012.
We'll know they'll be called the New Jersey Nets at least for 2 years.
All right. Thanks a lot. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Up next, 30 mosques in 30 days. Stay with us.